We're in Hilchas Tefillin, Simen Lamed Beis, the halachas of writing Tefillin. We are up to Sivvav. We'll be doing Sivvav and Sivzayin. Now, Sivvav is discussing the halacha of Sirtut. The halacha is that a mezuzah has to be written with the lines scraped out. In other words, you have to go and make indentations within the actual mezuzah, on the actual parchment of the mezuzah, with straight lines, and write the letters on that. That's the halacha in mezuzah. It is a halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. Tefillin do not have that halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. Tefillin do not need that. However, there's another halacha. You are not allowed to write three words of a pasuk, if you're writing it for the sake of a pasuk, three words of a pasuk without having some kind of straight line there to see to it that you're going to write it straight. So tefillin, when you're writing tefillin, you obviously are going to have a lot more than three words of a pasuk, and they're being written for the sake of a pasuk. So you definitely have to have some kind of line there. Says the Mechaber, Ein sorach lesarteit ki imshita el yona. Says the Mechaber, all you really need is to go and scratch out a line at the very top, on the top line. That if you're writing lots of words of psukim, so long as at the top of the page you have a straight line, the halacha is that the rest is going to be kosher. So he says, Ein sorach lesarteit ki imshita el yona. Whereas, if someone is incapable of writing straight without doing sirtut, so there he should do sirtut on all the lines. This way it'll be straight. Now, what is the halacha if someone did not do sirtut throughout and he wrote the parsha of tefillin crooked? The lines are not straight. B'di'evit, that's kosher. B'di'evit, that is kosher. The halacha is that you're not supposed to write psukim without first making a straight line on top so that it'll be straight, but that would not passel your tefillin. If it was crooked, it would not pass your tefillin. Now, the Mechaber says, "Lo yisartet boferes." Do not use pencil. Do not use lead to make those lines, because by doing that, you're going to have black left. And when you write the letters, it'll be as if the letters are connected by black. You'll have a line of black connecting two letters. So you should not be using lead. Because it is left colored. And therefore, the ideal is that you should actually just use no color whatsoever. You just scratch it out. And then you can write the letters on that. Now, the Rama says, there are some who say that even if you can write straight without any guides, what you should do is make a frame around it, top, bottom, and the two sides, and then go write your parsha. Now, lemaisa, there's a machlokas we've shown him if you have no sirtut whatsoever, if it is ma'akev. The minhag is, though, that we do sirtut in the entire tefillin, the entire parsha tefillin, all the lines we do sirtut. There are those who bring down, the Mishnah Berurah brings a Baruch Shamar, that the ideal way to do it is to scratch out on the side that you're going to write just the frame, and then from behind you scratch out all the other lines. The minhag today is that they generally scratch out all of the lines, and they do it on that side itself. They scratch it, they don't use any color whatsoever, and then they write everything straight. Sif Zion is what we are writing on. Now, obviously, we are writing on hide. We are writing on hide that was turned into parchment. But there are different parts of it. The Mechaber is going to explain that if you take the hide of the animal and take it in its entirety and process it, that it should be parchment and used for writing, that entire thing is called gvil. That's what Sifrei Torah are written on. There's a halacha l'Moshe Mesinai, Sifrei Torah written on gvil. Now, what's done afterwards is when they take the entire hide, they split it. There's an outer part and an inner part. The outer half, that is then processed, and that is called klaf. The tefillin are supposed to be written on klaf, which means the outer part of the hide. Whereas the inner part is known as duchsustus, and that's what mezuzas are written on. So the halacha is tefillin, halacha l'Moshe Mesinai, to be written on klaf. So the Mechaber speaks out that it is our minhag that they take the entire hide and they scratch off parts of it on one side and on the other side, and that's what we write our tefillin on. The Mechaber says that that will be considered klaf. So let's see this, the words of the Mechaber. Halacha l'Moshe m'Sinai tefillin al haklaf v'lo la dosustis v'lo la gvil. The halacha l'Moshe m'Sinai is that tefillin are to be on that half of the hide that is the outer part, not on the dosustis, which is the inner part, and not on the gvil, which is in its entirety. Also, kosvin al haklaf b'makom boser. Which part of the hide do we write on? Well, remember, we took the hide, we split it in half. The outer part, the part that the hairs of the animal come out of, that is considered the klaf. Now, of the klaf, where do you write? You write on the part that faces inside. Not where the hairs were, not where you have those little black dots that are remnants of the hairs, but on the inner part, which is straight and white. The imshina puzzle. And if you confuse them, if you exchange them, if you wrote on the wrong side, for example, the halach is that it is pasul. So here the Mechaber goes into defining what klaf and dechsustis are, and then he says, "Uklafim shalanu shein cholkin osam." We do not split it in half. We take the entire hide and we just scrape it down. Yesh lem din klaf v'kosna leim letzad baser. What is that? Shema shem megarin kliposo el yonash v'makom seir. That they scrape off a little bit of where the hair grew out of. They only do that to make it smooth. But they're not really doing that for the sake of processing it. Whereas, on the other side of it, they remove a lot more. On the inner part, they remove a lot more. So we would say they have removed the entire dosustus, and what is left is klaf, and that would suffice for the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, which means there's no halacha. You literally have to split the hide in half. You can scrape off one side and then scrape off a little bit on the other side just to smooth it down. So long as the side you scraped off was the inner part, and what you're left with is the majority of the outer part, that is considered klaf and kosher for tefillin. Now, the simen to know that what you've got is klaf and not dechsustis is because the dechsustis is a very smooth layer, and you can just peel it off. Whereas the klaf is a bit rough. The inside of the klaf that they write on is not perfectly smooth. It's a bit rough. So that if you find that you have patches of this little smooth stuff that you can just peel off, that is dechsustis, and you must remove them before writing, because it's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, that tefillin are to be written on klaf and not on dechsustis.